Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, December 3rd, 2018. Welcome to day 683. Donald Trump called for a full and complete sentence for Michael Cohen after his former attorney asked not to be sent to prison. Cohen's lawyers argued that his cooperation with Robert Mueller warranted a sentence of time served. Cohen was also in close and regular contact with White House staff and Trump's legal team while preparing his statement to Congress about Trump's efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign. In seeking leniency, Cohen's attorneys claim his false statement to Congress was based on Trump and his team's attempt to paint interactions with Russian representatives, quote, as having effectively terminated before the Iowa caucuses of February 1, 2016, end quote. Cohen's attorneys, however, say he had a, quote, lengthy, substantive conversation with the personal assistant to a Kremlin official following his outreach in January 2016, engaged in additional communications concerning the project as late as June 2016, and kept Trump appraised of these communications, end quote. Cohen is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th after he pled guilty to tax evasion, making false statements to a bank, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress. Trump tweeted that all of those charges were, quote, unrelated to Trump, end quote. Trump also praised Roger Stone for not cooperating with Mueller, tweeting that it's, quote, nice to know that some people still have guts, end quote. Stone said on Sunday that there's no circumstance in which I would testify against the president. Stone has denied multiple times that he knew WikiLeaks was going to release hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign. Kellyanne Conway's husband, meanwhile, accused Trump of witness tampering after Trump praised Stone for vowing to never to testify against him. Quote, witness tampering, colon, file under 18 U.S.C. subsection 1503-1512, end quote. George Conway was listing the federal criminal statute that refers to tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. Back on Capitol Hill, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee said the committee has made a number of referrals to Mueller's office for prosecution. Senator Mark Warner added that while he doesn't know whether Cohen was instructed to lie to Congress, Cohen's plea contradicts Trump's multiple denials during the campaign that he did not have any business links to Russia. Warner called it a very relevant question that the American people need an answer to. And finally, the CIA has medium to high confidence that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally targeted Jamal Khashoggi and probably ordered his death. Prince Mohammed sent at least 11 messages to his closest advisor, Saud al-Qahtani, who supervised the 15-man team that killed Khashoggi in the hours before and after the journalist's death in October. The leak of the intelligence report has infuriated Gina Haspel, the CIA director. In August 2017, Prince Mohammed told associates that if he couldn't persuade Khashoggi to return to Saudi Arabia, then, quote, we could possibly lure him outside Saudi Arabia and make arrangements, end quote. And in the polls, The Hill says 46% of voters approve of Trump's job performance, up from his October numbers when 44% approved. 54% currently do not approve. And now to the notables. 1. Trump intends to formally notify Canada and Mexico of his intention to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement in 6 months in order to force Congress to pass his new trade deal. 2. The United States and China agreed to hold off on new tariffs. 3. All of the world leaders at the G20 summit in Argentina, except for Trump, released a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to fighting climate change. 4. The House and Senate plan to vote this week to push the government shutdown deadline back 2 weeks and delay a fight over Trump's border wall until right before Christmas. And 5. Trump and Putin had an informal meeting at the G20 summit. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.